Gary, can you just kind of talk about how your team was able to kind of, I don't want to say pick up where they left off, but really have parlayed a good season into what is looking like a really good season?
Well, I think, you know, obviously it's very early in this season. The thing that we've done well as a football team these first 5 weeks is we protected the ball pretty damn good, and we found a way to, you know, take it away. So, you know, I think from a turnover standpoint, that's something we've been doing pretty positive as a football team. You know, every team's different. This team's obviously built a lot different than last year's team. Lost some key players, and it's been kind of redone with some young, very young guys that we're bringing along in some areas. And, you know, I think time will tell what we're going to be. But, you know, I think the biggest thing for our start has been our protection of the ball and the defense that we're playing.
How much confidence did you take out of what you accomplished last year with a number 2 and 3 quarterback in there?
Well, I think every team gets tested. You know, I think you go through crisis in this league. That's the way I was always brought up, expect them. And how you handle them usually has a lot to do with what type of season you have. So, you know, we just try to, you know, have the next guy going there and try to spread the responsibility throughout the football team. And, you know, we're facing our first crisis this year, losing Brian. And, you know, we got to build a response to that as a group. But, you know, I think it's something you got to talk about all the time, and something you got to, you know, you got to instill confidence in people that they can overcome certain situations and certain problems, and because you're going to have them. So, I mean, that's what we're trying to do. And obviously we're fixing to get tested here pretty quick this year.
Could you see this kind of production coming out of J.J. Watt?
Well, he was exceptional in the playoffs last year. If you look at the two playoff games, he played a lot like he's played these first 5 weeks. So he was, you know, growing as a player. He had an exceptional year last year. But if you look at the end, like I said, it was at his best. And then he comes to camp and was having a hell of a camp, and then scared the hell out of us, hurt his elbow. But we got lucky on that one, and, you know, he's been exceptional the first 5 weeks. But, you know, he just, I think one of the things he's doing really well is he's learning preparation week in and week out, who he's playing against, you know, what they do, how they're, you know, their schemes. I think he's really becoming a pro, and it's helping him be even more productive on the field.
Coach, would you talk a little bit, please, about the patience your owner has had as far as the as what it's meant to your success?
I thought we've been growing around here. You know, we had the first pick in the draft a few years back, and that's not a good thing, so we knew what the hell we were facing. And, you know, we came in here to rebuild a program and put in a program that we felt like gave us a chance to be successful, and thought we were heading in the right direction each and every year. A couple years back, you know, we went 6-10 and took a step back. We lost a lot of close games. You know, I believed in what we were doing. Thank God he did too. So I guess I'm not the only one around here that's glad he had some patience that year. But I think he believed in what we were doing and saw what was going on, and, you know, stuck with the program. So, you know, we're very fortunate from that standpoint, because in this business sometimes people make some very quick decisions. And fortunately our guy hung in there, and hopefully we can reward him here in the future.
Gary, how hard is it to achieve the balance offensively that you have?
Well, I think you got to be committed to it. You know, I mean, it's so easy in this league to, you know, with an injury or two, or, you know, getting down by 10 in a game or something, to just abandon things and go one way or the other. So I think our biggest thing is we're committed to running the ball. I mean, it's essential for our football team to have success. And, you know, we do want to be balanced, but we also have the belief that if we go out there and we have to throw it 50 times because we're in that type of football game, we can do that too. So it's just it's a belief, something we teach from day one, and something we try to, you know, stay as close to as we can and try not to waver and, you know, have ourselves panic in certain situations, but try to just stick to it.
How important is it for you to get a pass rush out of all those guys up front? And just talk about how Mary Williams just kind of became expendable with all those guys you have.
Well, I don't know if any, you know, we'd like to have all those guys we lost. We lost, what, 7 or 8 guys, real good players off last year's team. But, y'all know the way the league's set up nowadays, I mean, you just can't hold on to all of them, so it makes it very difficult. So you better be building your roster from a depth standpoint all the time. But, you know, I think the key to our defense is that and the key to our team, really, is that everybody's, you know, finding a way to make some plays. I mean, we kind of don't count on one or two guys to to get it done for us each and every week. We kind of everybody chipping in and kind of don't know where the production is going to come from or who's going to make the big play, but they're all expecting to do it, and you know, that's the way our team is built, and you know, that's the way things have been happening, so hopefully we can maintain that.
What's your thought behind kind of rotating the right side of that offensive line, you know, between series or quarters or whatever, Gary?
Well, first off, I knew what I was facing when the year started. I mean, we had two really good players no longer on this team, and that group had been together for 3 years straight, and I don't think one player missed a play last year, much less a game. And so we started over on the right side. I've got two really rookies in Newton, and you know, now I'm playing Ben Jones over there a lot. But you know, I'm just trying to bring them along the right way, and not because of our situation put them in a bad situation and make them go backwards. I'm trying to have them grow through the process, and I'm hoping there's a point where we settle down on five. But I think right now we're playing seven guys, and we're trying to take 10 or 15 plays off of Newton each game, and he has played better with us doing that. So we're just trying to stay committed to a process that we've been through before. We did this with Dwayne Brown when he was a rookie, and make sure the career path's heading in the right direction and try not to overload them initially.
What have you seen on the what have you seen on the Packers offense this year after such a productive year last year?
Well, I mean, I think they're as explosive as anybody in football. I mean, the job Aaron does is tremendous. Got great respect for him. You know, they spread the field and make you play sideline to sideline, which makes it very difficult on you. So, you know, that's a big, big challenge for us. And, you know, we're sitting here, we just lost our dime backer. And so that's a big challenge for us to get ready this week and make some adjustments from that standpoint. But, you know, I mean, you're talking about a world championship football team. And you know, we know we got a big, big challenge ahead of us, and it's a short week for us too. We're coming off a, you know, a long, long trip, so we got some challenges this week.
The thinking behind taking some guys that can get after the quarterback these past couple of years. I mean, were you preparing for games like this when you're going to face an Aaron Rodgers and some of these quarterbacks?
Well, we were obviously when Peyton was in our division, you know, trying to get to the quarterback and being able to cover, you know, is huge, because you see a lot of three and four wides. You never know when you're going to see it in this league. I mean, from week to week, you know, I mean, it just all depends who you play. But you know, if you can't get there, it doesn't matter how good you cover. And you know, going to a 3-4, we try to get a lot of athletes outside at the linebacker position that give us some flexibility. So it's just, you know, it's been a mentality since Wade's coming here and how we tried to rebuild the defense.